Thousands of Utahns rallied for air pollution solutions outside the state capitol the weekend before lawmakers settled in. No one could remember another time that so many came together to demand a stop to the smog. Sarah Baldwin-Ock is an advocate for Utah Clean Energy.
I think the message that both the public and the business community sent in advance of the legislative session was heard loud and clear by our legislature.
Lawmakers proposed more than 24 air quality bills, and they passed 9 of them. One requires state government to transition half of its passenger fleet to green vehicles by 2018. Another lets Stericycle move its medical waste incinerator to Tooele County. Others cleared the way for more electric vehicle charging stations and hiked the state tax credit to $2,500 for electric vehicles. Baldwin-Ock credits both parties for the good results.
Many of the members of the Air Quality Caucus, sort of the informal caucus of bipartisan legislators, really stepped up to the plate and had a lot of leadership roles on these bills.
Lawmakers also set aside more than $3 million for air quality programs. They funded the Division of Air Quality's efforts to tackle wood smoke pollution, and they promised more than $1.4 million for clean air research. Steve Erickson is a veteran environmental lobbyist for the Audubon Society who wants the momentum to continue.
It doesn't go nearly as far as we need to go, but it's a good start. We've got to make that commitment that this is going to be a top-notch priority for the state for years to come.
Lawmakers killed a bill to let local transit districts raise the sales tax by a quarter of a cent for new rail lines, bus service, and more. It was worth more than $90 million. Judy Fays, KUER News.